Fancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
My back spasmed on me yesterday at lunch. So I'm a little high on pain meds right now.
Oh yeah, let's do high cast.
Si, senor.
Hang on, I'm gonna huff some CLR, see if I can get high. That works, right? Or is that just gonna lead to my impending death?
Impending death? Unpending? Fuck me.
Oh, this is gonna be a great one.
Death. Death is the version of outcome. Rain. Plan four.
Blah 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 blah.
No, you all right over there?
No, it's just stroking out.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the concept of chocolate rain.
What do you think, Cock? How's your week?
Does that mean everybody's ready?
Yes.
No.
See, Tim, I'm a team player.
I'm not a team player.
You. No, you're not.
I'm not yes-ending you.
You're no-butting me.
And Noah, there's nothing that Tim hates more than not getting butt.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Fancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, Andy goes hiking with his family. Me and Noah hang out in San Francisco. And we review Blackfish, World's End, and some other fairly old movies. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome. You're back again.
I don't know where you're sexy sons of bitches.
If you get caught between the moon and New York City.
Boom, you got crisscrossed right at the beginning.
Oh,
best that you can
it's
do.
Rough on you.
He's got some sweet-ass sax.
Yeah.
It's funny, I said last week, like, don't pay attention to the next video on the Tancast YouTube page, and then the next video I put on the Tancast YouTube page was an actual video advertising for You Suck at Parking Tickets. But the next video, well, pretty much if you ever see, you guys could be in the know, if you ever see the Tancast feed post about leaked footage from Batman vs. Superman, you can be sure that you're going to get crisscrossed.
And if you don't, then you just got crisscrossed.
And then you can send it to others and crisscross them, and then you can laugh at them. Like, you don't even know what it is, because you don't listen to Tancast, because you're not one of the seven people who listen to Tancast.
Crisscross to make you jump.
Take that. Better listen to every podcast, because I just may reference some random one with three schmucks talking.
Speaking of three schmucks, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And I'm so high above you. I'm on pain meds.
How's it feel, Andy? Do you feel crazy?
No, I just feel a little floaty.
Do you feel like crazy?
See, like, these are the ones that aren't Percocet and whatever that make me feel just like, oh, I got hit with the sleep hammer. But I have noticed, like, it gets harder for me to focus. I get a lot more scattered.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't talk.
I know. So this week, the part of Noah will be played by Andy.
Yeah.
Well, the part of Noah and Andy will be played by Andy, because not only will you be scattered, you'll be long-winded about it.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. And furthermore...
And another thing.
And one more thing. Wait. Can I finish?
Can I finish?
Okay, I'm finished.
Shall we do some tan laughs?
Let's do those.
Why the fuck they?
Alrighty.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Ted Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
If you got a joke you think we ought to know, send it to us, because that'd be the bomb. Write it on a baby and do us at your mom at tancast.com. Because now Ted Laugh time. Today with the jokes, you know it's just such a
Ha ha ha.
If we get caught. Oh, that song's stuck in my head.
Oh.
That's the insidiousness about being crisscrossed.
Yes.
And What a Fool Believes, also.
I don't know what that is.
What a... Oh, it's got Michael McDonald? You've heard it, I'm sure. I just can't. What a Fool Believes.
Oh, got it.
Do you really?
No, not at all.
Tim just wants this to stop.
No, I was... What a Fool Believes was...
I can't
really
do it to Michael. You know who Michael McDonald is, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, I just can't do it in his voice.
Sign sweet freedom, shine light on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the magic around where I want to be.
Cher?
Now just sing What a Fool Believes in that voice.
Believe in life after Michael McDonald.
What a fool believes.
Can you believe the size of these nuts?
Anyway, back to Dan Laughs. I got one from Jess.
Okay, you gonna do those?
I'll leave them for Noah.
Ah, good. I thought those should be Noah's.
Fine. I got one from Alan. How you guys like that?
All right.
Go fuck yourselves.
Okay.
Jess, you know, just so you know, I would have read it better.
All right, we'll both do it. We'll have a joke off.
Joke off! Oh, damn!
I joked off all over her face.
Yeah.
Neck and chest. No, I'll do Alan's. You do Jess's, and I'll just critique it silently. Hey, guys. Thanks for reading my first set of Tan Laughs twice. You can always count on Andy to forget that he already read them.
What?
Also, my 19th birthday is coming up on September 6th. Oh, shit! We are recording on September 6th! Happy birthday when you finally hear this!
We finally did something on time!
We're still going to be late because I doubt I'm going to have this up before midnight, but, you know, close enough. We did the best we could.
Closer to other things, like, you know, my boyfriend's visiting me in April. Oh, yeah, it's now September. Sorry about that. Could you read this on the air?
I mean, this is the soonest we could read it, but between when he just sent it 3 days ago. This is the best we could do. I'm sorry, Alan. We missed your birthday.
The best that we can
We didn't
do.
Miss it. You just missed
read it today.
You missed us not missing your birthday. That's what happened.
When you send email to the fucking Tancast podcast, they might read it in a year.
Or two, or maybe not at all.
Andy lost the melody altogether.
If your email gets caught between a joke and big old titties, I don't know.
I feel like there's something there. Let's workshop this.
It's got potential.
Or get back to the Tancast listener email.
No, it's not so much a listener email. It's just a preamble to some Tan Laughs.
Okie dokie.
Artichokey.
Anyway, my birthday is on September 6th. I would love it if I got a shout out from you guys. Oh, here it comes. Oh, I love the shout out jingle. You're doing it.
Now, we're up to our long distance dedication. Let's come start again from coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that's up tempo and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying. What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
There you go. There was your shout out.
Out.
What is our shout out jingle?
It's like 30 seconds of jibber jabber just to go, you're doing it.
Yep.
Off the
list. Like Casey Kasem and Michael Jackson. And I spent so long editing that stupid jingle. It just makes me happy. Because when we first did a shout out to, I think, our gay, no longer listener, Chris, it was like, you're doing it. And you're like, that was the shittiest shout out ever. And so I thought it'd be funny if the jingle was way longer than the shout out.
Does he not really no longer listen?
I haven't heard from him in a while. Huh? Hey, Chris, I just mentioned you by name. If you're listening, comment on Twitter, Facebook, or leave a comment at tancast.com.
Smoke signals, carrier pigeon.
Whatever you got to do.
Come out my window, yell.
Yeah. Yep.
Come to Noah's window. Boy, it's fucking... You wanted the musical episode, Noah. I think we're going to do it. All right. Both Alan and I say, anyways, here we go with the jokes. What's the difference between a Catholic priest and a zit?
I don't know.
At least a zit waits until you're a teenager before it comes on your face.
Oh.
Wait, I feel like I've heard this one. Or maybe I read the email.
Or maybe we've been doing this for 6 years.
Well,
I feel like recently, but maybe I just read the email.
Perhaps. Why does Miss Piggy shower with honey?
You catch more flies. Kermit likes flies. Kermit's a frog. I don't know. There's something in there.
Because Kermit likes sweet and sour pork.
Ah, goddammit.
I don't know where the sour's coming in. Hmm. How do you start a parade in the ghetto?
Oh, yes. I was like, I'm not going to read this one. Racist.
Why? Was that racist?
I don't know. Racist? Maybe.
Classist, definitely.
All right, I'll give you that. You roll a 40
well,
down the street?
The answer.
Yeah, roll a 40 down the street.
I think it's both.
All right, well, there you go. Racist and classist. And what is white at the top and black on the bottom?
Andy.
What?
The social
what?
Class structure.
Society. There you go, Alan.
So, now I know it's
happy birthday, you racist fuck.
We now get emails every time someone comments now where we didn't used to before, and that's why I've seen it. Because I'm like, oh, what's this email?
Wait, that's not a, that wasn't a comment. It was an email.
Oh, was it?
I think
you're right. Sorry, I was getting confused.
I think it's that a lot more emails are getting, a lot more comments are triggering the moderation as opposed to getting bypassed. So I don't know what the fuck is going on with WordPress that it's suddenly like... Because it's supposed to be, like, if somebody's commented, like, recently with the same email address and like, you've okayed them a couple of times, WordPress is supposed to, like, let them through a few more times without asking, you know...
Really?
There's a setting in WordPress for this.
Oh, because I used to get emails from everything I posted when someone commented, regardless of who it was and how many times they commented. Huh. But now that we all have that one shared email address so that we could get on Stitcher...
Yeah,
I've gotten comments from everything all the time.
Oh, maybe it's it's because I redirected something.
Ha!
Used to go.
Tim knew some tech shit.
It used to go into a black box.
I got a black box for you. No,
yeah.
I don't. That's a lie.
Tim, he has a black box.
What about your back pussy, Tim?
Oh, well, I guess you could call it that.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
If the plane goes down, check there first.
Yep.
The black box, nothing.
Learning new things about Tim's butthole.
The black box is actually black.
All right, somebody else read a goddamn Tim laugh.
It's not a tan laugh, but somebody told me this joke at work, and it was so stupid, I thought I'd say it here.
You saw her? Sure?
I thought I'd share it here.
No, I heard what Noah heard.
I'm sorry. I'm fat.
Take that dick out of your mouth when we're recording.
Holy shit. I wish that I wasn't such a stickler for my privacy so that we could put that picture that Noah took of me up next to a more recent picture. This is like before and after chocolate rain. Because apparently I just stood outside in the chocolate rain, mouth open to the sky.
It happens when you get older.
I was a skinny motherfucker in that first picture.
With a big head.
Yes, I've always had a big head, but like skinny little neck. How's that neck holding up that great big head? What are you doing?
I just saw a picture of me from back in the day. I was like, fuck, I used to be skinny.
You used to be skinny, skinny.
It was from high school, too. So that was the prime skinniness.
Mm.
Someone posted a bit. It's like someone's going to their high school reunion, their year ahead of us. And they's like, well, I was looking through the yearbook and I found this picture. I was like, God damn, I missed that kid's metabolism. That kid ate everything.
Yes.
All the time.
But you still had abs. You were the skinny little, like there was no fat on you. Like you weren't like muscular, but like there was nothing else on the outside.
You can see in the picture, there's some muscular definition there. I mean, not muscular like,
you weren't bulky.
But just like...
Yeah, you weren't swole, but yeah,
no.
You were cut.
I ate a whole pepperoni pizza large by myself in one sitting, and I still look like that. Now I fucking pass a slice of pepperoni. Oh, another blurby thing just came out of my gut.
Well, better
run,
stop.
Everyone, run! The bad blob is coming.
Better stop shaving my cheeks now. Gotta complete the set. Cutting chops. So the stupid joke from work.
All right.
How do you think the unthinkable?
I don't know.
With an iceberg.
Oh.
Jesus. Woo. Andy's coworker, you're fired.
You're fired from ever telling jokes again.
You can't fire this one, because if you do, my head will literally explode.
Yeah, you're
literally?
Definitely fired.
Oh, yes. Literally. Literally.
Why will
bits of brain and chunky food matter that's been stuck between my teeth for 2 decades all over the place.
First of all, you need a floss.
But it's the flavor saver.
Floss. Trust me.
All right.
It's good information from a man who's made mistakes. I'm the Billy Joel of losing teeth.
I've made mistakes. I've made a few.
Woo, that made me laugh.
Oh, me too.
I just tickled myself.
All right.
All right, I wonder who Noah's going to read jokes from.
Steve. Steve sent some
you
jokes.
Son of a bitch.
No. Jess sent our jokes. Sent some jokes. It says, hey guys, I'm a huge fan of anti-jokes and thought I would throw some your way. I'm willing to bet I've been listening to you guys longer than any other listener. Any other listener started when Tim was on NetCut. I want to thank you for all the funny over the years. Now, here's some non-jokes. You think about the things that happened in people's lives. He's had a kid since we started recording.
Yep.
Anyways, a man at a restaurant found a fly in his soup. He called the waiter. Sir, what's this fly doing in my soup? The waiter responded, I'm sorry, we're currently experiencing a pest problem. Your meal will be complimentary. Accept our apologies. Here's another one. A man went to the doctor and said, Doc, it hurts when I move my arm like this. The doctor said, could possibly be arthritis. Judging by your age and your rate of activity, I most likely need to get some x-rays and do some blood work. Are you free Tuesday? And the last one.
For some reason, that didn't get funny till Are You Free Tuesday?
Take my wife, for example.
I've heard that one before.
Tankcast, the most unfunny listener, Jess.
Oh.
No, Jess, that's not true, because I also listen to Tankcast.
Zing!
And maybe your coworker does, too.
Take that, fat guy.
Oh.
Fatty in his place, next to the buffet.
Ooh. All right. How the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Here's something interesting about my week.
Okay.
And it's not a movie review, but it's talking about movie. I'm going to go see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie today.
Why?
So I volunteer for this group, which is why sometimes I can't record on certain days. And that's what they're doing today.
Well, aren't you lucky? It's not enough. You give up your time. Now you have to give up your soul.
Although I am going to see it at the Dolby Theater, which might be a cool experience.
Dolby Theater?
Yeah, Dolby has an office in the city. And I guess they have a movie theater in their office building, so we get to go see it there.
Okay, so not the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, because we're like, that is a fucking drive.
No. It's in wherever their office building is.
Boy, such a schlep. Fuck. God damn it.
Andy, you okay over there?
No.
Just murmuring to yourself?
Yeah, just words, you know.
Noah, is he super quiet for you too, or am I...
Yeah, he's a little quiet. You okay there, buddy?
Oh, I may have moved my face a little too far away from the mic. Is that better?
Yes.
Well, you also good. Sounded sad, like you were just thinking about something really sad.
Yeah.
Oh, no, just like, I tried to get a joke out of my head, and it just sort of like tripped on its way out of my mouth. And it was just sort of like, fuck it.
All right, well, it's probably better that way. Yeah. Anyway, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Anyways, Andy's done talking.
Yep. Forever.
No.
No, you know me too well.
Just for 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2. So anyway.
Wait, you were already talking when you were saying 4, 3, 2.
Oh, he caught you.
Countdown counts.
He caught you, Andy.
Countdown counts.
Oh, sorry. No, I wasn't talking. I was singing the Space Oddity sequel. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Earth below us, something, something.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Noah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. In Noah's defense, I don't know those words either.
Earth below us, twisting, falling, floating, weightless, coming, calling home, I think.
Ugh.
Ooh, you don't even know, buddy. You're not even sure. So, yeah.
I'm not a fan of that song. When I used to, at the radio station I used to work for, when they would play that, like, we had, like, those all ladies weekends, I'm like, yes, sweet, I'm going to hear some stuff. And then, like, that Euro shit would come on, and I'd be like, click! I'd be like, Tim, you just turned off the entire radio station for the entire Bay Area. I'm like, who gives a fuck?
Click. Doing them a favor.
I'd hop on the mic. Change the channel.
Bye-bye.
So I found out my old boss at the radio station. Maybe I've told you guys this already off the mic. My old goatee man, who you may remember from the early days of the podcast.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Fired back in October.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in over a year.
That's too bad.
And now, like, my only way of reaching him was either his phone at the work, his desk phone, office phone, or his only cell phone was one provided by the station, which I'm sure they took back. So now I have, and he doesn't have email, so I have no way of contacting him now that I know that he's been fired.
You don't think he maybe hopped on Facebook?
Yeah, no.
Did you check?
I didn't, but he has a name that's too common for me to really expect for me to find on Facebook.
Really?
But, yeah, he could not give less of a fuck about Facebook.
But it may surprise you who, like, create a profile once and just kind of leaves it there.
Unless someone created it for him. But even then, he doesn't check it. I'm sure of it.
So the name I knew him by, that was his name, and that's a common name?
I'll look him up while someone else talks about their fucking week. Fuck.
I'm just saying, it requires very little effort, and maybe, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe it won't be on there, but maybe you'll find something.
I am fucking right. I'm telling you right now. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Why?
So
Tim doesn't like solutions to his problems. That's cool. That's cool.
No, that's not a solution.
It's impossible. Possible.
So this wasn't this week. It was actually last week, but I meant to talk about it on the previous Sandcast.
Go for it,
we
girl.
Took a hike with Drew for his birthday.
Oh, yeah. You did mention this. Or did you mention it off recording?
I mentioned it off, and you guys didn't believe me.
Still don't.
Because, like, when was the last time you said I did some physical exercise?
Hey, man, I told you that one time where I'd ate too much and I had to run for the shitter.
I mean, I think it's great. It's just not common for you.
Yeah, it was like something between 1 and 1.1 miles up and then back down, and it was like 1,000 feet of vertical elevation. And it was a really, like, bizarrely clear day. Atlanta's not like L.A. in the 80s level of smog, but it's still pretty fucking bad. Like, they really need to pass some laws about better emissions testing and stuff. Because I see fucking cars just belching smoke all the damn time. But we were actually able to see, like, all the way across Atlanta. Like, there's another big mountain that was, like, 20-something miles away from us, and we could see it clearly. So it was kind of impressive. So, like, I'm standing up there kind of marveling about how far we can see, you know, the interesting features of the city, like, kind of seeing everything from a new angle. And Drew looks around, and he's like, that's great. Where do we go now? Like, ah. you have no understanding of, like, the wonder and majesty of nature, do you? He's like, I want to go stand on this rock. Okay, go stand on the rock.
Ooh.
But, yeah, saw some...
But what happened once he got on the rock? Don't leave us hanging!
Oh, he stood on the rock, and then he tried to go stand on another rock, but that rock was loose, so he fell down.
What you might do, if you are getting more interested, is, like, get, like, a book about, like, things that live, like, where you are, and kind of show it to him, like, hey, you know, remember where we were hiking before? These are things that live in that area.
Ah, well, we kind of tried to do that as we were on the way up. We're like, hey, take a look at this. This is moss. And this is what, like, moss does. And here, look, there's a different kind of moss over here. And we saw a couple of deer. Actually, there was doe with her fawn, like, 15 feet from the side of the trail. And we actually stopped so that they could could cross the trail. And the doe went first, and, you know, Drew was actually kind of enthralled by looking at them. And then he wanted to run towards them. It's like, no, dude, you got to be calm. B, now the mother's on one side and the baby's on the other side. You don't want to be between them.
No, you do not. I was trying to remember, like, didn't you get scared by a deer recently? But that was in your parking lot, right?
Yes. Yeah, and that one was a buck with a full head of antlers. Like, oh, I outweigh you, but I think you outstabbed me.
And he's probably much faster and sharper hooves.
Yes, although apparently if I just stuck to the pavement, I would have had better cornering on him.
Oh, yeah. Because you heard him, like, going...
He's like, holy shit, a person! Holy shit, I'm not moving!
Oh, man. What they must think. Like, what is this?
I think everything is, can I eat that? It's going to eat me! I think that's how deer live their lives. Oh, that and... What's that? Is that the sun? Is that two suns? Is that two suns getting closer to me?
Is that death?
Yeah. I'm just going to stand here until I figure this out.
I almost fucking... killed a deer on our way home from my in-law's house the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Just, the fucker just, like, dart across the road in the middle of the night, like, ah! And I'm like, thank goodness there was nobody behind us, because I, like, slammed, I probably missed the thing by 3 inches. So I was like, hey, everybody, my sphincter, it's all nice and tight.
Oh, that's always a nice feeling, where you're like, that was way too close.
And Michael's just in the backseat, like, hey, what's going on? Like, he had no concept that we, A, almost hit a deer, and B, almost crashed the car. Because, like, of course, it started fishtailing when I slammed on the brakes. I'm like, hey.
It's like, oh, okay, can we do that again?
He's not on here at all. I went through every single John, and there was not one fucking guy who is my guy. I told you. Fuck you. I'm right.
Go visit his house. You know where he lives.
Assuming he still lives there.
You can.
I don't know. He just got fired. He may have had a downsize.
We can make
just
this happen to him.
October, sir. I am out of the loop.
But that was, like, he was a guy that, like, was, like, going to quit a job, and he got, like, what?
Yeah, so it was, some huge amount of money.
I think if I wanted to quit my job, they'd be like, all right, well, you know, it was good working with you.
Well, we'll miss you.
That did happen to me once.
Like you went into... go ahead.
Yeah, when I worked at the bank, I got a better offer, wrote up a letter of resignation, handed it to my boss, and she's like, you better not be quitting. She's like, yeah, that's actually my letter of resignation. She's like, I'm not opening this. We'll talk about this tomorrow. And yeah, she like called her boss, who was like the district head guy, I don't know, chief butt nugget in charge, whatever.
Oh, that was good butt nugget.
That's a cushy position.
Yeah, like, and they kept trying to counter. And so I went back to the other place that made me the offer, and I was like, they really want to keep me over there, and I'm sorry, I know we'd already talked about this, and like, oh, would more money help bring you over here?
Well, it would not
like,
hurt.
I'm uncomfortable with this situation.
So what ended up happening?
I did wind up leaving the first bank for the second bank, because the second bank kept countering, and it was just like, it was higher than the first bank was willing to go.
Got it.
Because yeah, their chief butt nugget in charge knew how to get talent.
I guess, yes.
And he got that
perhaps.
Talent.
Honey, sit down. They just promoted me at work. I'm now chief butt nugget in charge. Oh, shit!
Chief exactly. Butt nugget in charge? Finally, we can vacation in Paris!
Free butt nuggets all around.
Oh, yeah.
Lifetime supply. Even
living
if I quit,
dream.
I get free butt nuggets.
Yep. Hey, man, what are you doing? What? The fucking chief butt nugget in charge is coming today. Fucking look busy!
Go find all of our additional butt nuggets. Array them about the branch.
Yeah, I didn't. As I get older, I start to realize I don't want to be in charge of anyone.
I had that epiphany way early.
Well, that's because you were actually. Well, I was in charge of people at other jobs, but yeah. Yeah.
Oh, when I was at the theater? Yeah. I was like, yeah, fuck this.
And then I think you told me like how much more money you get for doing it, and I was like, no way.
What was it? You're adding all this responsibility for an extra 75 cents an hour?
Yeah,
yeah, like, but Noah, that's 75 cents before taxes.
Pretty soon I'll be making that chief buck nugget money. All right, that's yet another product down. Chief Butt Nugget in Charge shirts are coming soon. Stay tuned.
Tim, I don't want to question your merchandising creating ability. I do not think people are going to wear that shirt.
Noah, I want to let you in a little secret. Nobody buys shit from the Tangas store, so it doesn't matter.
It is just yet another creative outlet for Tim.
Exactly.
All right, well.
If someone happens to buy something that I randomly think of, they're fine. But it's not like I ride in the waves of the wants of the people.
All right, fair enough.
That's why when me and Noah were at the Gap on Monday, we were hanging out together, and one of the places we hung out, well, we'll talk about more, we can talk about more of that later, but we're at the Gap, and there was a shirt that said, it was like an air, well, you can see it on my latest blog, but it's a shirt that says, I'm taking this nerd to the Gap, N-U-R-D, and then one of those finger pointy things, like, you know, like, I'm with stupid. Pointing to the person on the left. So I made a shirt for today's blog that says, this idiot can't spell nerd, and arrow pointing the opposite direction of the old Navy, I mean the Gap shirt. Now, by itself, if you just wear that, this idiot can't spell nerd by itself, it's not that funny. But if you happen to be standing next to somebody wearing that shirt, that is fucking comedy gold.
You just gotta spend your life sprinting from person to person.
Just buying the shirt for people, all your friends. It's an expensive proposition, but you know, it's worth it in the end.
If you know one person who owns that shirt, you owe it to yourself to get this shirt.
Owe it to yourself. You will never forgive yourself if you don't.
Come on, man. Treat yourself. Think about doing a giveaway. Like, I'm going to get one of the products from the Tancast store and then do some sort of, like, giveaway. But I don't know. Like, if you get a t-shirt, then you're stuck with one size. Because I have to buy it, so I'd be stuck with one size. So I should have done this earlier, ran the contest so I could buy it now. Because I can get it at a discount right now because I got a sweet offer code. Don't worry about me. I got it.
I got this.
So I'm thinking maybe I'll get one of those
don't you worry about that.
Dying of Christmas Fire Christmas cards we can give away. Maybe I'll get a bunch of them. We'll give them away during the holidays.
I still kind of want to. You got Stephanie and Zach's Christmas card, right? Where with their child posing naked with like a stuffed bear on them or something. I think it was last year.
I did, but I don't remember it.
I still have it. And I kind of want to recreate that incident to my friends, except with me.
I'll be the photographer for that.
Do it. This must happen.
And then we could sell that card to the tin store. Merry Christmas.
Hilarious.
From your jingle bear.
Oh, we've got a couple of enormous stuffed animals. I don't think we have any bears. Well, plus it'd cost as much to ship it to you as it would for you just to buy one.
We have to find a carnival where you can win with those gigantic bears and just fucking play that game until they give us one.
I think
You can just go to stores and buy those. They have them.
It might be cheaper.
Where was I just where someone... Was it Target? So I was shopping and I'm like, holy fuck, they have a huge bear in that shopping cart. It was just so odd. Like, they had a bunch of other, you know, random, like, we're just shopping. And then a gigantic bear.
Toilet paper, steaks, office supplies, huge bear!
Yeah, I was going to say, it was something like that. Maybe it was, I don't remember.
Cat food.
One thing I never got is, like, when people would win those bears and, like, they just got to the park. And it's like, you realize you have to carry that thing the rest of the day.
Fucking. You just see them. Now, every time you get in line for a ride, you have to add one extra person.
Bear rides with. Bear doesn't wait.
You're fucking up our flow, man.
Three, I guess, now. So I mentioned me and Noah hung out Monday. We decided just to take my son on a train ride just because we were low on ideas.
All right.
So we don't live far from the Caltrain station, so we're like, well, we'll go on the train. And then I don't know how you and I ended up talking about it, but... because I was asking if
there
was any...
Well, you asked me if you could eat on the train.
Yeah, that's right. I asked you if you could eat on the train.
And I was like, are you coming to visit me?
And I was like, we can. We're just getting on a train to go... So apparently I picked a super shitty neighborhood to get off at just because there was a park near that stop. So we went to the meth park.
When he told me to stop, he's like, oh, yeah, we're getting off at Bayshore. And I was just thinking in my mind, I'm like, really? Bayshore? I'm like, what the fuck? And then they told the park, and I was like, have they been to this park before? Is this park amazing? Like, I was like, that is an odd place to get off at a stop. An odd stop to get off at. Because it's like right near where Candlestick
is. Stop, it was like, I'm not going to walk. Like, we have to get off the train and then walk 2 miles with a toddler to go to the park. I'm like, fucking no.
Because you're going to be carrying that toddler back from the park.
Hey, we had a stroller. It's not our first rodeo.
They've been around the block a couple times. Don't you worry.
Oh, god damn it.
Did you just twist your back?
No. It's the referred pain from my back. It was immediate. Yesterday, settled in my nuts.
What?
Apparently, whatever the pain, like whichever area of my back is actually in pain, where my brain tells me the pain is coming from is straight from the bottom of my balls.
That's pretty sweet.
So I'll just suddenly get like... It just feels like an invisible person, like a ghost just punched me in the nuts.
Oh.
Maybe that's what's happening.
Oh.
Maybe
yeah.
It was a nut poltergeist.
Hey, did anyone...
You know what? It could be God.
Tim, we need to make this movie.
Don't believe in me? How about now? How about now?
This is going to be better than Tusk.
Come on, our 10 Tancast listeners. Nut ghost yes or nut ghost no? Yes.
You know what? We'll write up a script and we'll do it as one of those audio podcasts. You know, one of those radio dramas.
Yep. Hey, that could be the giveaway. Whoever sends in the best script.
Oh yes, we don't need to write a script. You motherfuckers write a script. Nut ghosts.
Tim, passing off work since 1985.
CJ, you still listening? Come on, man.
He's on Instagram. I see him post pictures every once in a while. I wonder what the kid's doing. I think he's going to go far in life.
Well, he stopped listening to Tancast, so he's made his first step.
First step in the right direction. He stopped wasting my time with these chuckleheads.
That's like an hour of my life every week.
So yeah, we went to the park, right? Is that what you were gonna?
And then we walked around San Francisco for a while.
And then a couple of weird things happened, right? Like, one, we were in line, and like I was laughing about something that I thought was funny, and this young lady looks at me like, "What the fuck are you laughing at? Like, what are you enjoying fucking life for?"
She did. That was two of them. I mean, one of them had a dirtier look than the other, but they both turned and looked at Noah like, "Why are you laughing?" And of course, I just, you know, noted it quietly and didn't say anything. I'm kidding. I said, yeah, fucking laughing. That's what we're doing. Or some, I said something to that effect out loud.
As Tim is wont to do.
And, of course, they stop looking at us and just like, oh, God. It's one of those angry blacks.
I feel like something else happened as well.
You were on a boat. It was 2 weeks ago, but you didn't mention it.
Was I?
What?
Didn't you go rafting?
Oh, I did. That's not what I was talking about, but I did go rafting.
That's how my hike came up last week, was you mentioned, oh, I meant to say I went rafting. I was like, oh, I meant to say I went on a hike, and you guys burst out laughing. I said, you guys are mean to me.
Yeah, I went on Checked the American out. River, which I've done a few times now. And
yeah, it was the American
lot of,
River.
A lot of fun. Yeah. Swallowed a lot of water, which wasn't pleasant.
Oh.
It's just like, oh, that was like not good.
You're like, I'm thirsty.
I don't know why. I tried to hold my breath, but I just didn't do it correctly because there's a couple of rapids you could kind of float through, but they still have like waves that will go, rapids that will go over your head. So you have to like kind of hold your breath until you pop back out. And I was not doing it correctly. And I was like,
well, wait, why'd you swallow the water? Spit it out.
It just.
You're like, oh, there's water in my mouth.
It doesn't. It's not that you swallow it. It just comes in such a force that it just slides down your throat. It's just like, oh, water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The American River deep in Noah. Tim.
It comes with such a force that it slides down your throat. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? I'm only one man.
You're an idiot.
Hey, Tim, you need to take that bit of audio and just slide it in other places.
Slide it in other places? What are you people doing to me?
Anyways, it was a lot of fun. We made some new friends.
A lot of fun when it slides down your throat.
Oh, you made new friends? Did you slide it in new places?
We were going to go out for dinner. Well, we did go out for dinner later.
It was a little hot and
wet. We met some people. And Roberto told him the wrong place to go to. So I worry that they showed up and were waiting around like, where the fuck are these people? Where are they going to show up?
Speaking of showing up to the wrong place, me and Noah were hanging out.
Gosh.
He's like, oh, Roberto's working. Let's go to his bar.
Oh,
maybe,
I thought you were going to make some stupid joke again.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys, so no, you made new friends and then Roberto unmade them.
Yeah, basically.
So Noah's like, oh yeah, so Roberto's working. Let's go to his work. And so we walk all the way over to this place, and we go to open the door, and it doesn't open. I was like, and then Noah goes, oh wait, Roberto works three places. This isn't the one he's working at today.
I can't keep him
off. You've been texting Roberto back and forth. All right, we're almost there. We're heading out. Yep, here we come. Okay, come on over. It's locked.
I didn't check the place he worked at. It was
I know, I know. It's just funny that he was not like you weren't in contact with Roberto. It's just amusing to me. Good times.
Hey, Roberto, we're heading down Haight. Why are you going that way?
Noah, got any movies?
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Tanflix.
I do have movies. I saw Blackfish.
How was that?
You told me about that.
It was good. I mean, you know, it... So I will say this, like, it seems like they're being manipulative on some level, because there's one part where they're talking about a woman getting attacked, and it shows a kid crying with no context, like, no, like, oh, I'm showing the woman getting attacked, scan over to this kid, it's just a kid randomly crying. So he could have been crying at that, or he could have been crying at whatever else kids cry about.
Kids be crying,
so,
right?
Like, for me, that loses, like, I feel like if you have a strong argument, you don't need to be manipulative to, like, say, yeah, this is, you know, this is terrible. But I will say, overall, it was a good movie, and it does make you think, like, I totally believe that these people did this stuff, and that they do not treat these killer whales very well. Because, yeah, it's a huge fucking animal. It should not be kept in a little pool somewhere. And, you know, just they point out, like, you know, oh, killer whales in the wild live to be as old as humans, 6 or 7. But, like, they showed multiple cuts of people at the park saying, oh, yeah, they only live to be about 25 years old, which is how old they live in, like, captivity. Hmm. But, yeah, it definitely does not make you want to support that type of business, at least for me. I'm just like, yeah, that's pretty shitty. We should not be doing that. Like, but also, it's the overall thing of, like, I think about we as humans, like, we want what we want, and we don't care about the consequences. And I'm not saying every human, but I think overall, like, I was listening to a story about the Mount Everest and how there is, like, tons of garbage now because, you know, we want to conquer it and, you know, we can't carry stuff back down, so we just leave our garbage up there and we think that's acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd actually talked about that on a previous episode.
Oh, did we? Okay.
Yeah, but no, it's still valid.
So yeah, it's a good movie. It's sad to think about, like, you know, what these killer whales. They definitely, Adam, I'm going to have trouble with this word, but when you make animals seem like human.
Anthropomorphize?
There we go. The killer whales, which I'm not saying, like, it's not true, but, you know, I don't think everything that killer whale does, it seems like, you know, oh, he's making this noise that sounds like crying, he must be crying. Like, I don't always believe that animals are always, we all completely understand what they're up to.
Yeah, or that the noises that they make that, you know, that's distress. So, like, if a chimp smiles at you, it's threatening you. It's not happy. It's showing you its teeth. But it looks to us like a smile. You know, it's just, we do completely different things than they do. So we cannot ascribe, you know, human intent to familiar seeming actions. We have to understand, you know, what it means to them. We have to understand, like, what's going on, you know, what sort of stimulus are they responding to? What are potential internal states that could lead to this behavior?
Exactly. Like, you know, you take the baby. Now, I will say, like, there's one part where they were talking about capturing, like, baby whales, and all the other killer whales were still hanging around even after they pulled, like, the adolescents out. And I would say that seems likely that they're like, hey, you know, what's going on with our, you know, our children? And they're, like, waiting around trying to figure it out. But, yeah, so I would say see it. It's sad, but overall it's good. You know, probably make you not want to go to SeaWorld if you ever did want to go there.
Yeah. I used to go to, I grew up in San Diego. I used to go to SeaWorld all the time. Like, as I've gotten older, I started to realize kind of how fucked up that was. Like, yay, Shamu! And then I realized Shamu's like a prisoner in solitary.
And they make all their behaviors seem like, oh, yeah, they're supposed to do that. Like, I guess they suffer from the syndrome that makes their dorsal fin kind of flop over. And they say, like, oh, yeah, it happens all the time in the wild. I mean, and according to this movie, it does not. Hardly ever happens well, if at all. It's just purely something that happens when they're in captivity.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Marine World, which is now Discovery Kingdom, also has killer whales and stuff, don't they?
Do they still have them? They did.
Okay, I don't know if they still do, but I know they used to.
Yeah, they definitely used to.
Okay. If they don't anymore, then I understand. I'm like, how the fuck did they get off scot-free?
Yeah, that's probably what it is, because I think Marine World has kind of shifted its focus. I don't know, because of that, or if they just realized, like, hey, this is not really that popular anymore, at least around here.
They're like, this is really expensive, and fuck all that mess.
Yeah, so, oh, and I also saw another movie that has nothing to do with the first called The Man from Nowhere, which is, I would say it's kind of like The Professional, but not quite. It's like, it's about this guy who used to be like a special ops, you know, trained guy, and he befriends this little girl that gets kidnapped because her mom is into steal some drugs, and so he goes on a mission to rescue her. And it's got some pretty good action. So it's a foreign film, but it's good. You know, if you're into some pretty you know, it's pretty good kung fu action, I would say it's worth a watch. And I feel like I watched another movie. Oh, I watched Devil, which was okay. And I cannot believe that guy is married to Christina Hendricks.
Who?
Well, he's a guy in Devil, but I'll look him up for you. Or if you just search Christina Hendricks' husband, you will see what he looks like. Hey, you know, he's not. He's over his skis, as a bearded man would say.
All right.
Like, of the two.
Holy crap.
Yes.
Who is this guy? Jeffrey Arend? Holy shit!
He's that guy.
He's been in Super Troopers.
Like, I've seen him in like a bunch of different things, but he's that guy.
Wow.
Yeah, he's definitely out over his skis.
That's like a fucking sitcom couple.
If
you saw that shit on CBS, you'd be like, bullshit.
Yep. Like, no, Kevin James.
Well, there they are, fucking husband and wife. She's in her bride gown. It's legit.
There they are on the carpet at the Emmys.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's that for you.
God damn. Good on him. You know what? You know what? I feel like we're being too negative about it. Yes. Exactly. Good on you, Jeffrey Arend, or Arend, or however the hell you pronounce your last name. I don't even know you well enough to give a shit about whether I'm pronouncing it wrong or not. But you know what?
I mean, I'm not saying people don't say something similar when they see me and my wife together, but this is like that dialed up a little bit.
A little bit?
This dude scored a straight up 11. No offense to Tim's wife. Or mine, for that matter.
I remember I first was like, oh, who is this girl when I was watching Firefly?
Yes.
I was like, this girl is hot. And then, yeah, and then, like, you know, a few years down the road, she started, like, really starting to blow up. And I'm like, oh, whoa, I remember her.
Yeah. I was like, Saffron, I want to put her on all my rice.
My fried rice, my steam rice, my brown rice.
Why can't someone hack her phone? Just kidding. Nobody hack her phone.
So, yeah, Man from Nowhere, good action movie. Devil, it's okay. You could skip it. I feel like I watched one other thing, but I can't remember right now.
You watched my dick.
I did not watch your dick.
Well,
I watched a movie called The Awakening, which was okay. It had like a little horror movie with a little twist. Again, you could probably skip it.
I watched a pair of movies.
A pair of movies? This sounds like a steaming pile of streaming.
Stream. Stream, 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 stream. Stream, 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 stream. Stream, 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 stream.
Yes. I watched The World's End. It's the Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
I think it's called At World's End, right?
Is it At World's End? You know what it was? I also watched The End again. Or This is the End again.
Yes, a little confusing. But yeah, I think it's At World's End because that's the name of the bar.
I thought it was just World's End.
No, it's The World's End. At World's End is the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Then I am mistaken.
Why'd you shut your the World's fucking End. Mouth?
I'm sorry.
So they refer to this as the Three Flavors Cornetto trilogy because in Shaun of the Dead, he keeps getting strawberry, so red Cornetto ice cream cone. And in Hot Fuzz, they grab blue, and in this one, there's a reference back to those where a green Cornetto wrapper shows up. It was good. It was funny. I having seen the other two and really enjoyed, well, having watched the shit out of the other two and really enjoyed them, like, I could kind of see where they were setting things up, where in the previous movies they'd like to do a lot of foreshadowing. So, like, I started to kind of jump ahead of the film and be like, oh, this is foreshadowing, so that means this is going to happen. And sure enough, that exact thing happened. But it was like there was a lot of comedy wrapped around the fact that, like, Simon Pegg's character was like this sad alcoholic who, like, never grew up. So it was like this really broad comedy and kind of like a world invasion sci-fi, each wrapped around each other, and then wrapped around this, like, really human story of this dude who's just, like, been a complete failure. And like you see that he's clever and he's quick on his feet, but he's also just, like, such a user of other people that, like, you realize that, like, he doesn't appreciate his friends. Like they like him for the fact, or they liked him when they were younger for the fact that he was cool and he was clever and he was quick and he was, you know, that he was funny and bright and all the rest of that stuff. But, like, the more you watch this character, like, the more you're like, if you could just step outside yourself for a second and realize what a douche you are, you have so much potential to go be a much better person, a much better human being. So it was kind of interesting.
Is Andy trying to talk about me while not talking about me?
Exactly.
Tim, is this an intervention?
It's an intervention.
Tim, did you just step outside yourself for just even a half second there? Because if you did, bravo, sir. Kudos to you. You know what? You're already doing better than Gary, what's his name? Gary King. Of course King, because he keeps referencing being King.
Of course.
In the movie. Yes. Yes. So I'd say definitely see it. If you like Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, definitely see it.
For some reason, I feel like I have to go back and watch Hot Fuzz, but I remember when I saw it, I did not like it. I did like...
I think if you watch it again, you'll realize it's a lot more clever than you thought it was the first time. Like, there's a lot of other shit going on that's sort of, like, subtext.
I think I might not have been paying full attention.
Oh, you definitely have to pay full attention. Because there's one dude who's, like, really muttery, but, like, if you pay really close attention to what he's muttering, it's hilarious. Because it's, like, commentary on what other people are doing.
I have never seen any of these films.
You may not like them. No, you like Monty Python stuff.
Whew.
You sort of like the British humor.
I saw a press conference they did before they did their O2 show, Monty Python. It was some of the least funny shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, they weren't really trying to be funny, which is the problem. But I was like, whew, I thought this was going to be a nonstop yuck fest. It was a non-start yuck fest.
It was yucky.
All right.
Other movie I saw was Robot and Frank.
Fuck Robot,
with,
fuck Frank.
Okay.
Yeah, how was that?
Fuck Frank and Frank.
How'd you like it?
It was good. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was Frank Langella and Peter Sarsgaard, or Sarsgaard. I can never remember if there's a K in there, as the voice of the robot. And it's a dude who's got dementia. He's a former cat burglar. And he's kind of like slowly losing track of his life. So his son, James Marsden, Cyclops, whatever the fuck, however you pronounce his name. I can never remember that one either. Marsden, I think.
Who cares?
I always want to call him Marzipan.
Fucking get on with it!
Sorry. Hi. Son brings him a robot helper, and obviously he doesn't want it because he's old and curmudgeonly, but then he like kind of starts to bond with the robot and starts to use the robot to help him like plan heists to sort of like, it was kind of like recapture his youth, but sort of like also so much of his capacity, his memories and everything else are like starting to leave him, that like this is something concrete that he can sort of hold on to and like plan his life around. So yeah, it's not there's funny moments in it, but it's definitely not a comedy. Just sort of a quiet little drama. But yeah, I thought it was very well done. Sort of bittersweet, as you would imagine a movie that's not total schlock about a guy who has dementia might be.
I've heard good things. I would like to see it.
Yeah, well, it's on Netflix, so have at.
Netflix streaming?
Yes.
So that was a steaming pile of streaming?
That was a steaming pile of streaming. Sorry.
You fucking need to highlight them shits.
Oh, yeah. World's End was technically a steaming pile of streaming, too, but you got to have HBO Go for that one.
All right. At least currently. So we'll retroactively put that in at the beginning of you talking about your fucking movies.
Hooray.
Huzzah. Tim, you see any movies? Go.
Nope. All right. Everybody have a great week.
Wait, I got some more things to talk about.
Couldn't give a shit.
Oh, wait.
Suck a dick.
Tim, life has been hard for me right now. I need a friend.
Aw, Noah, you got me.
There you go.
You got a friend in my butt. We did get one
why are you still talking?
Piece of Tancast listener email.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Tancast listener email.
Have a good week. I said it!
No!
Go ahead, Andy.
It's short. It's a sentence. It's from Dean.
Go ahead, Andy. Tim's making it longer by yelling at you.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Well, to you.
Yeah, it's just hurtful to others.
That's a third of our listenership. What do you want?
Fair enough. So Dean says it's idiomatic ripples of quumph. So Tancasters can't say basic bitch anymore and have to start saying quotidian quumph. Love, Dean. I guess it helps if you know what the word quotidian means.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't. Fuck, I'm about to meet a nerd comedy
literally,
show.
Literally, it means daily, but it also carries the implication of being, like, super, like, uninteresting and boring.
Okay.
It's, like, super ordinary.
Hey, Dean, can I put that on a t-shirt? Yeah?
Yeah. Tim needs ideas.
Just put the words basic bitch and cross them all out of there and put quotidian quumph right underneath
it. What I was thinking about doing is making the Q a big one of those Ghostbusters cross-out signs. Basic bitch, crossed out, quotidian quumph.
Oh, you know what? There's two words, so there's two Qs. You could put one basic and the other one bitch. Words fail me.
And there you go.
All right. Glad we wrapped that all up.
In a nice little bow. As in, bow, ba-ding. You wished we were done with this sooner. Nah.
No. I like it to go long. And I'm strong. And down, get my friction on.
So, fellas.
Blah, blah.
Someone redid the new Nicki Minaj video with farts. Supposedly it's funny.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
Oh, that thing is like nearly porn.
She's got ass.
I have got ass for not days. Looked at it, and I doubt I ever will.
Well, we'll make sure you do. Remember, never trust SeaWorld to treat its killer whales right.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like we should say orcas.
Orcas. Now, what's the difference?
Yeah. Well, killer whale is just like the common nickname. Orca is like the scientific name. But killer whales, like, unless you're a seal, they're not going to kill you.
This is true.
Well, unless you're a seal or a dumbass trainer who gets in the water with them and then tortures them.
They show this thing where the three killer whales would line up and create like a huge wave to knock the seal off like an ice thing.
Yep. They're pretty clever. All right, Tim, go ahead.
You're doing it like someone trying to sign off, but no one will let him.
What was that noise, Tim? Was that you just making that noise?
That was Tim aging.
It's just my soul escaping through my mouth.
Oh.
This week I got tired of hating things, so I came to a realization, and that is hot dogs are American-style tacos.
What in the fuck?
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. They should start making bacon-wrapped tacos then.
Oh. Bacon, yes. I was telling Noah, I went to Costco a while ago, and you know how they have that pre-cooked bacon?
Uh-huh.
They have Costco-sized things of pre-cooked bacon.
Holy shitballs.
I was like, oh, terrible. Shit, I'm putting bacon on everything now. I'm baking it rain.
Okay, if you want some really good bacon... It won't. You can't just pre-cook it. It's not pre-cooked, though. But Neiman Ranch bacon is fucking amazing.
Neiman Ranch bacon?
Yeah.
Good to know.
It is so good. Like, you have to cook
it
the normal way.
Tim,
it is beyond any bacon I've ever had.
Tim, there has got to be some sort of illness that we can start a viral video sensation. Bacon bucket challenge. Get your ass to Costco. Get you a bucket of bacon.
Make sure the grease has cooled before you pour it.
The Bacon Bucket Challenge has created a nation of two faces.
Unfortunately, Christina Hendricks now looks like she belongs with her husband.
Oh no!
I'm sure he's a wonderful guy. He's just not what you traditionally consider handsome, I think, in my opinion.
I'm not saying like she needs to do better or anything. I'm just saying, wow, that is... If you saw those two people in the room, you wouldn't be like, oh, they're together.
He was punching way above his weight with that.
He's so far over his skis, he's actually wrapped around the earth and come back over his skis the other way.
He can smell his own butt.
Yes! All right. That was good.